Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Parad Yitzchak of Maran HaGoyin, Rabbi Yisrael Kutner, Zeichat Tzadik Levracha, Yom Kippur, Maimer Dalet. B'noik Sheba Olam, the meaning of the world is that if a person wants to use two objects, and for this he connects them to each other, the strength of the connection between these two objects is according to the value, the amount of the power of separation that would be found in the way he wants to use them. The more it'll separate, the more when you use it, the tighter you have to tie it together. The less it'll separate when you use it, then the less you have to tie it together. When you see two people who are very, very strongly connected, that is because they are afraid that their connection will be detached. Now, what does that do with anything? So what we're going to do now is we're going to take this notion, this concept, this idea, and we're going to transfer it now to Avodas Hashem. When we find Eitzel Gedolei HaAvoda, that when they would take upon themselves with shvuos and nidarim to be mekayim various mitzvahs or various kabbalas, and they would find all these types of tachbulos, all these types of tricks to be mishabe themselves in order that the kabbalah should mamish be a hischaivos. We find by Avram Avinu, who is one of the gedolei avoda, of course, he was meirim yadol to melech stone. We find by Boaz, Nishba Liyitzro. So we put all this in the category of Al-Tamin Ba'atzmecha. Don't trust yourself. So therefore they have to go that extra step in order to ensure that they keep their Eschaivas. V'anu ro'im b'chol ha'ishtabdut hazu min hiduk me'uleh lahagen b'fnei ha'itrofefut. And we see in any of all of these ishtabdiyos, this type of connection, a very strong one in order to protect from the weakening of the connection. However, as Rav Futner often does, he says, that's the way it seems, but let's look at the sources deeply, and we'll determine that it's not so. Our rabbis teach us, a person who has an Aveira, and he does Vidui, but he doesn't do Tshuva, what can he be compared to? To a person who is holding on, famously, to a sheretz in his hand, that even if he's tovel in all of the waters in the world, the tevila does not count for him. If he throws it away, once he is tovel in the 40 saw, miyad immediately, the tevila is a valid tevila. We find three shitas. Rashi says that uveino chozerbo means that he doesn't pay back the gezel. So this tovel v'sheretz biyado means that he hasn't been poresh, he hasn't separated from sin. The shita of the Rambam is that there is regret, remorse for the past without kabbalah al lahaba, without taking upon himself any kabbalah for the future is nishgit. Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Rishon, the Ikar HaSheni, in the Shari Tshuva, is that anybody who's cholte al derech hamikra, the beginning of this person's tshuva is charota, and after that kabbalah lehaba, like it says, modeh ve'ozev yerucham, first modeh and then ozev. First you do hodah charota, and then you're makabel al lehaba. But if you have a person who's misyatzev al derech lo tov, a person who's bikvius on the bad path, on the wrong path, the beginning of this person's tshuva is first kabbalah lahaba, and then charat al ha'avar. And on this, Rabbeinu Yonah brings the mashal of tovel v'sheretz biyado. So we see from this that he explained the words ve'eino chozer bo like the Rambam. it means Kabbalah al Lahaba. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, there's an Ukimta, that the Sugya is talking Dafka about a Misyatzev al Derech Lo Tov. Only somebody who's Misyatzev al Derech Lo Tov, he first has to do Kabbalah al Lahaba. So, besides the difficulty in understanding the difference between somebody who's Cholte al Derech Mikra and somebody who's Misyatzev al Derech Lo Tov, who's a constant sinner, it's a big dochak to make Zazan Ukimta. The Brisas, this talking about Stam, and Kimt Rabbeinu Yoina, and their Machta Groisig Ukimta. Where does he get it from? He says, no, it's only talking about somebody who's Ragil Ba'aveira. So we learn from Rabbeinu Yona that even though Charat al Ha'avar and Kabbalah al Lahaba are two pillars upon which the world of Tshuva stands, nevertheless, they are different, distinct, in the place that they take outside the Olam of Tshuva, outside the world of Tshuva. So in the world of Tshuva, there are two pillars, but the Tfisas Makom outside the world of Tshuva is different. Because Charata al Ha'avar is one of the Chelek Midarchei HaTshuva. And if not for the Chesed Shehitiv Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Yimpov Lachem Lam Derech Limad U'Pach Ma'aseinu like Rabbeinu Yonah writes, if not for the Chesed that Hashem did with people in order to prepare for them the path to run away from their evil deeds, we would not have any interest in Charata al Ha'avar. However, the Inyan of Kabbalah al Lahaba is one of the Chelek Midarchei Ha'avoda, even without the content of Tshuva. So outside the world of Tshuva, they're very different. Charat al-Avar has no place. Why would you regret what you did? It's the Tshuva Dikamaisa, but outside the world of Tshuva, why? But Kabbalah al-Ahava is a general Derech and Avodas Hashem, even notwithstanding Tshuva, regardless of Tshuva. Because the beginning of the Kabbalah al-Ahava and the Avodah of every Jew, by the way, this is a shir, not by the way, the Iker. This shir should be a zchus for Fu Shlema, for Mars Hanamiri Maschana, and Uri Ben Rina, and Sarah Bas and Tolsta, and Sarah Bas Tolsta. So we continue where we were. So what do we find? We find that the Avodas Hashem of a Jew starts where? At Matan Torah. And that's a Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is Torah mitzvahs of Knesset Yisrael. And the Pasuk Shtait, O Rashi Elo Yakim, Rashi says that here they were Kolel the whole Torah, and they were Makabal upon themselves to do the whole Torah, Ba'alo B'Shavua. And it says after that, Vamar Kolam Amen, Amen is Kabbalah Stavarim. Tosfos asks, "Ktzas kasha, ma'isam welas hatshuva, Moshe yare sheyavdu avodah zarah, kachayili rabben yavru ala shavua." Frek Tosfos, I don't understand. Just like we're worried that he's going to do the avera, so what's the shavua going to help? He can be over on the shavua also. The truth of the matter is that it's muchroch from this that the shavua that Moshe was mashbia, and the Kabbalah of the Jewish people of this Shavua is not coming because of any suspicion of Avaryonis. Because just like a person is Chashad ala Aveira, he's Chashad ala Shavua. This Shavua is not like the Kesher that you make because you're afraid that it's going to become undone. Rather, it's a different type of shavua. It's like the hiskashrus of a talmud to a rav. The more he's miskasher, the more he's makabel. It's a big yisod in being a talmud. The more you're miskasher to the rav, the more you're makabel. Ba'ofen, dehiduk ha'itkashrut ha'yitera shel ha'talmid lerabo eina ba'a b'tor shmira mikoch soter, אלא היא באה בתור התקשרות לשם עצמה, התקשרות לשם התקשרות, בכדי שהחיבור והזיווג עם הרב יורגש יותר ויהיה מוחשי יותר, וממילא יתרחב הכלי קיבול שלו. Your mechazik, your kesher with the Rav, in order that the chibur, the zivug with the Rav should be stronger, and then the person will have a bigger kli kibul to be mekabel from the Rav. V'arei barur, da'afilu imanu tofsim shebetzad ha'shlili, mi she'avor el ha'isur lo yimnat atzmo gam mepnei ha'shvua, it's clear that even if we understand on the negative side, that somebody who's over on an iser will also not prevent himself from being over on the Shvuah, but on the Tzad HaChiyuvi, somebody who's Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Shvuah is going to make it that when he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, it'll be also a Kiyum HaShvuah. So you're right that for the Avaryonim, for the sinners, the Shvuah has no Tosefes Shmira, like the Kash of Tosfes. Nevertheless, for those who are faithful, the Shvuah has an added Chibur and an Adifus in his Kashrus. Is that something? I love this man. I love this Torah. And that's what we're looking for. Klala de Milsa, Kabbalah Shavuah, and the Kiyum of Torah Mitzvahs that Knesset Yisrael took upon themselves is not a Haganah because of Kochos Shlilim, because of these negative Kochos, that they're not going to keep it. Because if we're worried they're not going to keep this Mitzvahs, they're also not going to keep the Shavuah. Rather, it's a positive Yitzirah of Kochos Chiyuvim, of positive Kochos. That we're mechazek, we're mechaber ourselves, we're mechaber the mechazek the hiduk, the connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we have a bigger kli kibbul, that it's not just a maisa we're going to be doing now, but it's a kiyum hashvuah. Now we go from earlier to later, from the klal to the prat. When a Jewish person is osek ba'avoda by himself, and he's mam in mitzvahs, and he's mam tziyam tzoyis, he makes all these ways, all these strategies to be mishabit himself, we don't have to come itzad lo tamin ba'atzmacha. There's a hamshacha from that very same well that Knesset Yisrael was tovel when they said amen al har grizim and har evil, amen av kabbalas hadvarim, amen av kabbalas hashvuah. There's this bigger kli kibbul. That's what we're doing, we make all these hamsos. And that's where we find Kabbalah Haba also outside of the world of Tshuva, just like the Chovas of HaShavas HaGzela, that is Mutal on the Gazlan, has no Shaychus with Tshuva, because it's just separating from the sin, from here on in. What? Because if somebody ate Shum, somebody ate garlic and he has bad breath, he should keep eating garlic and have further bad breath? Of course not. So too, a person who's his kashrus hanafshis to Torah and mitzvahs that comes because of a kabbalah's ol has now been weakened. So for such a person, the kabbalah lahaba is begeder prisha menachet mikanu lahaba. That is no shaychus to the avoda of the Baal Tshuva. So Tshuva is you're fixing the past. This person is trying in the future to be mechazik his kesher. So you don't continue eating the garlic if it gives you bad breath. You don't continue holding on to the gzela. This inyan of Kabbalah ala haba is to strengthen the future. It emerges then that if we're coming to establish a place of Kabbalah Lahaba in the Seder of the Avod of the Baal Tshuva, we have to know how much the Guf HaChet lacked in the Kabbalah Sa'ol of the Tzivui, or the Azhara of that particular sin. And that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, that when a person does a sin Al Derech Mikre, we have no reason to be pogam the Kabbalah's all that shaykh to this sin. We have no reason to say that there's a pogam in this person's Kabbalah's all. We can say, he did it al derech mikre. He's still makabal all. It was a one-time thing. So the Kabbalah is Midarkei HaTshuva. And then you go to say there is Lefi HaZman, Charot Al HaAvar. And then Kabbalah Al HaHaba, like the Pasuk says, Umodev Ozev Yeruchim. First Modev, first Charot Al HaAvar. And then Ozev, Kabbalah Al HaHaba. Here it's all part of the Seder HaTshuva. So Seder HaTshuva, you do Keseder. First, you fix the past. And then you go into the future. Here, there was no chisaron of Kabbalah soul. One time thing, not the biggest deal. Big deal, but not the end of the world. Compared to the other kind of category. Somebody who's misyatzev al derech lo tov. Somebody who's bekvius on the wrong derech. Even his Kabbalah soul is chaser and pogum. So the meila, the Kabbalah lahaba by him, is begeder prisha menachet. And it's pashat that that's before charat al avar. Forget about the sin that you did in the past. You have something to do right now. So that's why that explains beautifully the chiluk between somebody who's misyatzev al derech lo tov and somebody who's chotei b'derech hamikra. Somebody who's chotei b'derech hamikra. So he's chayav in seder atshuva. What's seder atshuva? Choret mescharet al ha'avar. And it's not that he's morgul b'chait. So after, first he can be mescharet al ha'avar, he can fix the past. And then, as part of his mahalach of tshuva, he's also mekabel al ha'avar. That's all in the world of tshuva. But somebody's misyatzev al derech lo tov, he has a avodah do for right now. What's the avodah now? To be mechazik the kabbalas all. And therefore for a zayid, what does he have to do? First he has to do the requirement of the moment, the order of the day. Which is first, kabbalah al asid, perish menachet, kabbalas all, and then charat al over. Zachinu l'din, that the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the words Eino Chozer Bo, is not like it looked like at the beginning, like Shitas HaRambam, that it's Kabbalah Lahaba. Adarab, that the Eino Chozer Bo is like Rashi, Prisha Menachet. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we have Prisha Menachet whenever somebody is a consistent sinner. So the difference then between Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi is that in Rashi the tzir is HaShavas HaGzeila, that he has to do a maisa to be parish menachet. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the tzir is bekabolas all. And that's mehadvarim hatluyim b'leiv. Umemela, there's no kimta, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. That the Gemara is dafka talking about a murgal, somebody who's misyatzev al derech lo tov, like it looked like at the beginning. Just like there's no kimta, according to Rashi, that it's talking about hashavas gzela, because the words avera biyado is coming to say that the avera is mamish biyado, and he hasn't separated from the avera. So too, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, this that it says avera biyado is coming to tell us that he lacks prisha menachet. Who lacks prisha menachet? A person who's muchzak ba'avera, a person who's constantly doing averas. So when we started the maimer, we saw shitas Rashi is eno chozebo l'shalim es hagezel. Now we're sticking with Rambam is that he's not makabel alahaba. That's what it means eno chozebo. And then Rabbeinu Yonah, who made this kviyochol, this hukimta, that if a person is misyatzev al derech lo tov, first he has to do kabbalah al ha'haba. And we want it to be makashir Rabbeinu Yonah with the Rambam, because the Rambam talks about kabbalah al ha'haba, and Rabbeinu Yonah talks about kabbalah al ha'haba. Then we ask the number of kashas. We say, what's he making hukimtas for? And what tak is the difference between a gever misyatzev al derech lo tov? And a happenstance sinner and a kavua sinner. So now we understand that Rabbeinu Yonah is really in the camp of Rashi. And Rabbeinu Yonah is also talking about Prisha Menachet. And that's why if a person is Mesiatze Bal Derech Lo Tov, when it says Eino Chozer Bo, it means that he's Mushrash Bechet. He's HaMesiatze Bal Derech Lo Tov V'Gever Al Chatov Dorech V'Shone Bi Valto, as Rabbeinu Yonah says. He's constantly doing Averis. Such a person, until he's Chozer Bo, is not Parish Menachet. Eino Chozer Bo means he's so deeply rooted in the sin, he has to leave immediately. So it's not a Kabbalah ala haba. It's being poreish. This sin is kiviyachol in his hand. According to Rashi, it's the hand is mamish b'maisa, that it's the gzeil is in his hand. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's in his lave. And it could very well be, Zakt Rav Huttner, that the Rambam is not arguing on the din of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam is talking about the Seder Avodah that's mischayiv mitzad darchei tshuva. And mitzad darchei tshuva, you go keseder. First ala avar, and then ala habo. And therefore, he wasn't mechalik between mesiatze al derech lo tov and derech mikre. Because when we're in the world of tshuva, but the al derech tshuva, they're the same. But Rabbeinu Yonah is taking us out of the world of tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, hey, this guy has to be parish min hachet. So it's so beautiful. Everything is fried right. We started out, we thought that the Rambam meant one thing. Rabbeinu Yonah was with him. And they were arguing on Rashi. Turns out that Rabbeinu Yonah is really with Rashi. And it's not that the Rambam is arguing with Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah are talking about two different things. So really we have two dinim here. As Rav Huttner does in just about every mimer we've seen in Parah Yitzchak, that I always like to point it out, just to give people a concept of his methodology and the way he learns, the way he thinks, Mordik. That until now we thought Kabbalah al Haba, you through says Kabbalah Haba, you think tshuva. But no, there are two dinim of Kabbalah Haba. There's Kabbalah Haba in the world of Avodas Hashem, and there's Kabbalah Haba in the world of tshuva. And here Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about Kabbalah Haba in the world of Avodas Hashem, so therefore he has to be Parish Menachet. And the Rambam is talking about Kabbalah Abba in the world of tshuva. And David HaMelech Alav HaShalom said, Nishbati v'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzedkecho. Look at Nedarim Chesam and Aleph. I swore on Amakayim to keep your righteous judges, your righteous laws. Pshut El Shom Mekra is that the v'akayema is Musav al HaShavuos. It's going to be Mekayim, the Shavua. But the Chovas Kiyum of a Shavua is equal in all Shavuas. There's no difference between a Shavua, Lishmor, Mishpatei Tzedkecho, and other Shavuas. So what's this Vakayema? Heimei Madvarim. The Makor in the Torah for those Shavuas to be Mishamer, Mishpatei Tzedek is Or Asher Lo Yokim. So we were Mekabel Ba'ol and Shavua to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. So through the very Shavua, he's Mekayim, the Mishpatei Tzedek. Because he's making a stronger chizik between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not Nishbati V'Akayema. I swore and I'm Mekayim the Shavua. And what was the Shavua? Lishmor Mishpatei Tzedkecha. They keep the mitzvahs. No. Nishbati. I made a shvua. And this, what was the shvua? The shvua was to keep mitzvahs. And through that, I'm akayema lishmor mishpatei tzedkecha. I'm mekayem the guarding of mishpatei tzedkecha. In other words, I'm being mechazik this kashrus hanafshis to Torah and mitzvahs. I'm putting Torah and mitzvahs in the world of kayamus. Vainu shalidei ha'shtabdut shel ha'shvua hu mekayem benafsho at mishpatei ha'tzedek. By being mishabed himself to this shvua, through the shvua, he's mekayem in himself the mishpatei tzedek. ועל ידי ההידוק המעולה של התקשרות הנפשית הוא מכניס את הדברי תורה בסוד הקיימות. Through this strong kiskashus hanafshis, he puts divrei Torah into the world of lasting existing. He says, "Va'anu l'fi matzavenu b'zmanim halalu, d'kfi anira asroifus hanafshis shel kabbalas all Torah mitzvahs, g'doy liyoser me'asher asroifus etzem ha'avodah shel Torah mitzvahs." It seems that our hisroifus hanafshis of kabbalas all is stronger, the weakness that we have in Mekabel Ol is stronger than the weakness we have in Etzem Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore the beginning of our Avoda has to be with Kabbalah Al Ahava. We're like this person as Mesiatzev Al Derech Lo Tov. So we have to make a shtaka Kabbalah Al Ahava. And that concludes Perek Aleph of Maimer Dalet. We should all be Zochem Yetzir Shem Lumodu Lamed Lishmo the last of the kindness called Divrei Salma Terasa Biahav Amen Biamain. Shalom Shalom sweetest friends. And I hope Mirtashem Siyat Lishmaik Lish Baruch should give me the Koach and the Moach to conclude this very, very beautiful mimer. And together, Bisimcha Tuvleva, beloved friends. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. Shalom Shalom sweetest friends.